I also like Matsutoi Yumi. Because when I lived in again, it's all related to Hawaii, I guess. That was the 80s, and Matsutoi Yumi was very popular. And she had a very popular song called Yamate no Dolphin wa Suteki na Restaurant. And then I remember when I was learning Japanese, I heard that song. It was so nice. There was something about Yumi, you know. She didn't have a beautiful. Go ahead. She wasn't like an opera singer, or she didn't have a voice that was, such a spectacular singing voice. Yeah, like Celine Dion or Barbara Streisand or something. But she had her songs had a very st they were all different, right? And I remember I loved that song, Yamate no Dolphin. And I really loved it. I really romanticized it. And I really wanted to go to the Yamate no Dolphin. And then when I came to Japan, one time I went. I was so excited to go to the Yamate no Dolphin restaurant. And then I went with a friend. I remember we had to take a taxi. It's quite a difficult road up there. I was so disappointed. I thought it's gonna be like a really dream. But this is Yamate no Dolphin? So, that says something about her song. She made the beautiful song and it sounded so romantic,
Okay.
I remember there was another song I used to listen to. Asahi no naka de hohoende Katachi no nai ai o tsutsunde. Tsutsunde, something or other. She has a really beautiful way of saying things. Or the song 2-0 Freeway, or it was very, 2-0 Freeway, just a really, it makes it sound like we're driving in California. But it was 2-0 Freeway, and I thought, I think Matsutoi Yumi-san is very, very huge talent. I mean, she's very, very, she's very, very incredible singer. So I like Takeuchi Mari-san and of course Matsutoi Yumi-san, and 雨に。夏川りみさん、I think is very talented.